So, you know how I said I had a surprise for you today? Well, that's why we're here, for the surprise. I kind of stalked out this spot for us. We're in a park, right? Parking lot. We're going to stay here in the car. But if you look right next door, you see a middle school. And it's an all-girls Catholic middle school. And what they do when they get out of school, they release by grade level, and they walk through this park on their way home. And we're going to sit here, and I'm going to jerk you off while we look at these cuties. We're going to be looking at middle schoolers, your favorite age. And to most everyone else, they're cute girls. Yes, sure, some men might find them hot. I mean, that's nothing out of the ordinary. Men thinking any age is hot. I believe there's a pervert inside of every man. But to you, these are nothing but rape dolls. Nothing but pieces of meat that you want to fuck because they're so cute to you. It's almost like you see cuteness and you want to rape it. Oh, looks like the first grade is being released. And I did all the research. Starts with 8th grade and then 7th grade and then 6th grade. So take your cock out. Good thing that I have these tinted windows. It's totally safe, right? No one knows that a pedophile is being jerked off in this car. We just look like a man and a woman sitting here talking. There we go. Now here they come. Another reason I picked this school is because they wear uniforms. And I'm sure you already know Catholic girl school uniforms. they're so fucking sexy to you, aren't they? Yes, here they come. Don't you love how they have to wear those skirts with the knee-high socks? I mean, it's just so sexualized. Yeah, and those tucked-in shirts, white button-up shirts. Oh, I found one for you. I already found her. Here she comes. She's coming to walk right here. Yeah, you see that one? That blonde one? Yes, there we go. 13 years old, probably. Just an all-American little princess, isn't she? Nice pale skin. And 8th grade, she's got a nice little developing body. Yes, I wish. I mean, that's the thing. We're so close to him, this could be almost real. But I wish I could bring her in this car and then take her back to your place. And I'd offer her, I don't know, a little soda. But you know, I'm putting something in that soda for you. Because I know you like to think about raping little unconscious girls. Yes, your little sleeping beauties. There's eyes closed and they have no idea what you would do with their bodies. They just walk away and be sore and leaking with cum. And I bet you'd grope the fuck out of her, wouldn't you? Worship every inch of that 13-year-old body. Her budding little tits popping each one into your mouth. Kissing her from her head to her toes. Licking those soles. Licking all the way up her legs. Her unconscious. So fucked up. Taking your time with your little rape doll, huh? loving her first. Yeah. A pedophile lovingly and almost romantically kissing and licking every single bit until you just get to where you can't help it. You can't control yourself. You got to stick your cock into something. You got to just stick your cock on her even. Yeah, I'd want to see that too. I'd want to see this cock being dragged all along her body, starting with that pretty face, just kind of tracing the outline of her lips with your cock head, tracing your cock all along her face, her cheeks, her chin, down to those cute little budding breasts. I'd even have you put your cock right between them and see if you could just tit fuck a little 13-year-old. Unconscious 13-year-old tit fuck. And I know you'd love to trace that flat little belly, huh? All the way down to that gorgeous 13-year-old pussy. Splitting it open with your cock head. But I think you'd keep tracing it. I think you'd want to trace her legs with it, wouldn't you? It's your way of worshiping her tight, underage body, all the way down to her feet, dragging your cock along her toes, all down that sole, all the way back up again to that mouth. I'd open it for you. I'd keep it open. So you could throat rape our little unconscious eighth grader, seeing what the back of her throat feels like. And the best part is she's way unconscious, so she's not going to choke much. So you can reach as far back as you want to, just pounding inside her little mouth, the back of her throat, using her as just a fucking rape hole. And that's when you start losing control, isn't it? Once you get that cock stuffed in those holes, because you start off as a nice, like, sweet pedophile, just a, you know, harmless pedophile molester until you get that cock stuffed in those holes. And that's when my pedophile bowl comes out, isn't it? You just can't help it. You just can't help it seeing the image of a 13-year-old taking your cock fully down her throat. It makes you want to lose control, doesn't it? It makes you want to brutally and violently rape those little holes. And then you'd have to move down to that sweet virgin eighth grade pussy, claiming it as yours, raping it, forcing your way inside of there. Because I'm sure she's still a virgin. Maybe somebody's touched it. She's touched it for sure. So it's not like you have to pop a cherry, but you do get to feel one of the tightest rape holes. Eighth grade pussy. Your weakness, middle school pussy. All these little girls right here, I mean, all of them are jailbait to you. Because one simple touch on any of their bodies sends you straight to jail. And sure, fucking one of them is going to definitely send you straight to jail. But you don't care. They're still your favorite little rape meets, aren't they? Cute little middle school jailbait teens. Yeah, they're still so just innocent, right? They're so innocent. And you know, I think seventh grade is about to come out. And I know this cock's going to get even harder. Because the younger we go, the harder you get, you sick fuck. So predictable. Younger numbers, harder cock. Oh, here come our seventh graders. Just even more innocence, right? Let's find our next little victim for us to fantasize about. God, they're all so fucking cute, aren't they? I love, and I know you do. You love it for different reasons. The little schoolgirl outfits, knee-high socks. That one. You see that girl right there? Tall, lanky girl with the long blonde pigtails. Do you know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of Sailor Moon, Usagi. Yes, that is the one. That is the one that I would snatch up for you right there. So we could play out that you're raping little Sailor Moon. You're taking all her powers away and raping the fuck out of her. Holy shit, I love this one. I would snatch her up by her pigtails. I would. I'd take both pigtails in my hand and tell her, come here, you little bitch. You're about to be fucking useful. And this little girl, she's not getting drugged. No. I want to see. I want to hear her reactions. Yeah. Actually, I want to pin her down on your bed. Yeah, with some rope. Yep. Legs spread, arms above her head. And you know what that means. You know what that means when I have little girls in our fantasies with their hands pinned above their heads. That means that one of us, or both of us, is going to give a little tickle torture. Yeah, especially seeing our little Sailor Moon girl all nude, too. And you know what? She barely, she might have little tiny hump growing in, a puffy little nipple, but she definitely doesn't have much tit in that shirt, does she? Nice, tall, lanky, just like Sailor Moon, really. And we'd just break her down first by the tickling, wouldn't we? Just a little bit of tickle torture. If you want to, you can go ahead and stuff your cock in that little girl's mouth. And then I'll tickle her so you can feel her spasming even more as you're ramming your cock down her throat. Yes. And then, of course, I'd let you have some tickle time. Yeah. Especially when you have this cock rammed up her little seventh grade pussy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see. Seventh grade. What is that? 12 years old. Still smooth, hairless. And she looks a little bratty. It looks like she'd be fighting back. But a pedophile like you. You like that, don't you? You like the idea of a little girl fighting back, maybe being a little bratty and putting her in her fucking place, right? Putting her in her place by ramming her little middle school pussy, stuffing it full, showing that little 12-year-old who's fucking boss. That's the pedophile. He's in charge. That's what you got to show her. And giving her little punishments, like if she starts being a little bit too whiny, a little bit too loud, you can just ram that pretty little mouth, ram it full and ram it hard. Ram it so deeply down her little throat that she feels like she can't breathe. She feels like she's going to die, but you pull out because no, she wouldn't be our little snuff slut. No, she'd be our little torture slut because I just want to torture her. I want to see you torture her. I want to see you use her so fucking fully. And I'm talking like all day long, multiple loads pushed up inside that little bitch to where when she leaves, she's nothing but an abused little rape doll. Yeah, and she probably will never, ever try to talk back to a man after that. Forever mind raped by pedophile rape. Oh, it looks like it's time for sixth grade, babe. Are you ready for this? Younger makes you more weak. Ken, you're already pretty fucking hard. Yeah, you like the idea of that seventh grade, you soggy looking girl, didn't you? Well, let's find another one. Let's find our 11-year-old rape doll. I want to make sure this one is a good one, too. Let's see. Oh, yeah, definitely younger looking, aren't they? Not as developed, just a little bit. Your favorite kind. Oh, I see her. I see the perfect fucking rape doll for you. Right there. Okay, see, she's got long, dark hair, Hispanic, braces. That one. Man, she was built for you. She was fucking built for you. A little sixth grade brace face jailbait teen. God, she's fucking gorgeous. And I know you like your little Hispanic cuties. You like them so much that you just want to rape them all the time, don't you? Oh, well, this one here. You're going to be coming to this one, but not yet. But I'm going to set this up, okay? I'm going to set up the perfect child rape scene for you. This little girl, she'd be one you take your time with because I know that you are. She makes you weak, doesn't she? That pretty face, dark tan olive skin, braces even. You'd want to take your time with her. And you'd want to take so much time that it's almost like she's not scared of you for the first bit of her time with you. You'd be kissing her, making out with that 11-year-old, kissing a middle schooler with braces because they just make you so weak. Those little brace face rape sluts, don't they? And you just like, you know, romantically and sensually, just put your hands all over her little 11-year-old body, enjoying every single bit of it, treating her almost like, you know, you're her daddy. You're loving her like a naughty daddy would. Her sweet pedophile daddy, just touching, groping her. And she probably likes it a little bit. Until pedo daddy turns into pedo rapist daddy. Because I know you want to rape the fuck out of that one, don't you? That little brace face rape doll. And I bet once you got your cock inside of that pretty little rape doll, you'd lose everything. There'd be no more sweet pedo daddy. It would be brutal rapist daddy, because the cuter that they are, the cuter they are in your eyes, the harder you fucking rape. You'd hold that little bitch down by the throat and show her what kind of daddy you are. You'd show her that you're a brutal, violent, pedo rapist daddy who wants to just rape the fuck out of her, just pound her little body until he's satisfied. And even pounding her body so hard that he wants to fucking snuff her. It's almost like she's too cute, so you have to kill her. It's too cute, like you want to squeeze her to fucking death. Squeezing her throat so hard. Telling her it's okay, baby. Pedo daddy is going to rape you to death. It's okay. Just take it. Take it for pedo daddy. Take it nice and deep, baby. Yes, pedo daddy's got you. And I know you want to play with that little body afterwards. You're like a sick fuck, a sick necro rapist, just coming all over her braces and playing with it, just pushing your cum into her mouth all over those braces, and then raping her face all over again, her dead, freshly fucked face. Pedo daddy, necropedo daddy, forcing more cum down her throat. I bet you'd turn into like a superhuman rapist just with load after load, because that's what you'd want to send her into the ground with. Just leaking with pedo daddy's cum, thoroughly abused, freshly dead and fucked. You'd use her till she turned cold, wouldn't you, pedo daddy? Yes, you would. Now you're going to come for me. Mm-hmm. And I want you to not take your eyes off that little brace-faced teen. Look at her. Look at her like the sick fuck that you are. A sick pedophile stalker in his car getting jerked off. Yeah, look at those braces. Look at her smiling, daddy. Think about raping her to death. Think about how fun it would be and how fucking hot it would be to still rape her after you snuffed her. How hot it would be to look down and see her sleeping face knowing that you raped her to death and you just couldn't fucking handle it. It was that dark skin. It was her braces. It was the fact that she was too fucking cute. You had to ruin her with your cock. You had to dominate her with your fucking cock. And that's what you did. You fucking dominated her with that pedophile cock. Yes. And you rammed so much fucking cum in every single hole all over that pretty tan skin. Yes, oh my fucking God, this is so hot. You're coming with literally hundreds of middle school girls around coming to the thought of raping one of them to death. You're such a naughty pedo daddy. You're so fucking naughty. Oh my gosh, well, this is fun. Man, and you made a mess. You made a fucking mess. We should call one of these girls over here and help clean you up.